Welcome to Our Sleeve Life podcast, hosted by Kelly and Mel, two lifelong friends who took control of their lives by having gastric sleeve surgery 5 years apart. This podcast is really for you, our listeners, whether you're pre-op, post-op, maintaining, being a support person, or maybe none of these. But this is your podcast. Now it's time for the show.
Welcome back to Our Sleeve Life podcast.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody.
Today, we're talking about taking a leap. Why is it so hard? I don't know.
I know. It's a great one because, like, could have done it a long time ago, long before I thought that I should have.
Okay. But in your defense.
She's defending me, guys.
I am defending you. In your defense, weight loss surgery was not as mainstream as it is now.
True story. Yeah. Because my surgery, the sleeve was just now, like, only 4 to 5 years been doing it, like, on people.
Did they test on animals?
I have no idea.
Okay, thanks. Because yeah. I'm kind of interested to know how they tested that.
We should have asked my surgeon because she knows the person that invented it.
That's right. Maybe so, we need to message her.
Yeah, I remember she said that we can do a part 2 with her.
Ooh, that's a good question.
So we should definitely ask her about that because, yeah, it was only like 4 to 5 years that they've been actually doing it on patients. So I was actually worried that I wasn't going to get approved for it because I didn't know if our insurance would cover something like that.
Exactly.
Because I really did not want the bypass.
I didn't even know weight loss surgery was a thing until you had it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think back and, like, I didn't.
Tara.
No, Tara. We had a friend that she had weight loss surgery, what, right after high school?
No, maybe.
It was pretty close. She was like 19, 20.
I can't remember. Because I'm maybe 21, 20, maybe 20, 21, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think maybe she started the process earlier than that. Well, like, maybe we can message her, but yeah, it's been a long time.
I'd be interested to know.
Because she was the one that I knew that did it. And then I knew a few people at my work, but they all did a bypass.
Yes.
And everybody that told me that they did the bypass told me that I should do the sleeve because a lot of them had complications.
Complications and vitamin
deficiencies.
So,
which made me really nervous because that can be really serious.
It can.
And I don't want extra surgeries if I don't have to have it. And I don't want to deal with all, like, the memory loss that can come along and the hair loss. Because they said that was a vitamin deficiency for them, which it kind of is. It's a protein and B12 deficiency in your body.
That's right.
So, because this one girl said that she stopped taking her B12 shots, like, a few years afterwards. And, like, she can see a full difference in how.
Really?
Yeah. And she was losing hair and then would just have, like, if she learned a new skill, like, if she had to get trained for something.
Mm-hmm.
It would take her a lot longer than everybody else. And it wasn't like that before. So she made me nervous to do it because I was like, shit, like, she says that it happens a lot because of the rerouting and how the absorption and stuff like that.
So it affects your brain.
Yep, a lot. Which makes sense. It's all chemical based. So whatever we do does. So that's why I was scared to even do the bypass. And I was nervous to, I didn't think that our insurance covered something like that. But they did, so that was nice.
Well, yeah, because it's not.
But it was so new.
Yeah, the way people talk about it now, like, we've got podcasts, we've got YouTube, we've got a ton of Instagram people.
Yeah.
Like, there's new Instagram profiles every single day for weight loss surgery.
Yes.
Or weight loss in general, but specifically weight loss surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was not around when I did this 5 years ago.
No, you didn't even know.
I don't feel like it was mainstream. I don't remember seeing anything. And I feel like I'm pretty tech savvy. Like, I had an Instagram. Yeah. I have a Facebook.
Yeah, it just wasn't out there.
Well,
like,
I think because of the stigma, people didn't want to talk about it.
Well, you didn't.
I didn't. And that was one of the reasons, was because there was no, like, help. It was just like, here's your surgery. Here's your nutritionist, your therapist. Good luck.
Have fun.
And I saw, like, stuff on Reddit every once in a while, but it was mainly just questions. It wasn't like it wasn't a support group. Like it is now.
Because there's a whole community that is on Instagram.
And I could ask anybody anything. And, like, I think one of our followers was saying today on his own live, it was, what, the bearded
Bearded guy.
The bearded guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome.
He is.
Seriously. And he was saying like, oh, that he was saying how like 5 years ago this wasn't, oh, that the people in the support groups here really mean what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And we're all in this together. Like we're all going through the same thing. We're all looking for the same thing.
Whether it's 2 days post-op or 2 years post-op.
Right.
People are still needing that support because like you said before, the hard part starts after you've lost all your weight.
I feel like.
So you're still striving to figure it out.
Yeah, because you got to, it's not even just figuring out, it's balancing because you still want to live.
Yes.
You still want to have fun,
mm-hmm.
but you have to figure out what the new fun is for you or how to make the fun, like, how do you make it work for you? Because, like, I like to go to concerts and shows and go to festivals. Mm-hmm. And so that means, like, if I want to do these things, I need to be prepared. And so before, all it was like you had two things you had to do, water, protein all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's food all around you at festivals and TV and like comedy shows or concerts, like wherever you go, there's popcorn at movie theaters.
Birthday parties. Like, you've got all sorts of events that are, no matter where you go, there will be food.
Yeah. So you now like you have to figure it out because guess what? You have to eat to live.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to put some in my mouth. And so now I'm like, I have to always make the best decision. And that's really hard to do.
It is very hard to do.
And I want to appreciate you for not saying that's what she said. And I like it. Thank you. You let me get my whole thought out.
I completely agree with that. There's food everywhere. And I think that's one of the concepts that of taking the leap is so hard.
Yeah.
Because you are giving that up.
And you have to. You have to come to terms with it.
You 100% do. Yeah. Because no matter where you go, you have your favorite food. I know that when I went to Olive Garden, I had a favorite dish.
Yep.
I know that when we went to the movies, I had popcorn. There are certain places where it's a comfort level. You know when you go to that place, you get this.
Yes. And you feel great and comfortable, and you're like, I need this.
Have you ever done, like, the happy food dance?
Yes, but you do it a lot, and I love it.
So when you take a bite that you absolutely, like, is just amazing in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
and you just kind of wiggle around, you're like, I'm so happy. Yes.
Actually, I don't do that. The last time, I know it very vividly that
really?
I did it. Was Eric was making garlic bread, and he baked it first so that way the butter can go all the way down into the crust, and then he put it on broil and then crisp up the top.
Ooh,
right?
Yum.
I know.
Did he put cheese on it?
No. I don't like cheese on it. I know, and I love cheese.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I like garlic bread for what it is. I don't need to add anything else.
Oh, no. Garlic butter on it.
Okay. I'm listening.
You melt it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you put shredded provolone and parmesan on the top of it and then stick it back in and you broil it so that the cheese gets all melty, but then you still have that soft, gooey bread underneath.
Oh, I love
it. Can you tell I miss bread?
Yeah, I was going to say, you went all in.
Oh,
all
in. This is what me and Cole, the best friend, when she lived with me, that's what we would make when we had garlic bread.
Oh, no.
Which... is the reason, one of the reasons, it's your fault, Cole, why I had to have weight loss surgery. I'm just joking.
It's Kelly's fault. Do you see how much stuff she's adding to the bread that's already horrible for us?
Yeah, but if you're going to go all in, you might as well go all in.
That's true. That must be yours because mine's like ice cream. Like, I'm going to have real ice cream no matter what.
You add that shit in. If you're going to go all out, go all out. Don't have sugar free. Don't do that shit. Go all in. Just dive deep in there.
Oh, my God.
That's what she said.
Okay, so you obviously know the ending of this. It was fucking delicious.
Yes.
But the problem was is that I took the bite. And I made the like I did the full And Eric's like, don't ever do that again. And I was like, what? And he's like, it sounded like you had an orgasm with your garlic bread. And that's not okay.
That's why garlic bread is there, to give you an orgasm.
So,
yes.
If a man can, this is what you gotta do.
If a man can, just get your garlic bread, ladies.
Or I think say it's partner. Your partner can't
get your partner. Or yeah, you know what I mean.
So yeah, ever since then, I don't think I've ever like been like, hee for food.
Yes. There are certain times where I'm like when I made that knockoff melting pot meal at home, you were there for that. It was the steak bites and the broccoli with cheese and the gorgonzola sauce. Yes,
I do remember this.
Yes. And I was pretty close to being happy dance from happy the food.
You're
yes.
hilarious.
You got to do the happy dance when you're happy with your food.
So that's the biggest deal is that like we don't want to, we never want to get rid of that feeling. And so
no,
we didn't want to take the leap. I know.
It makes you extremely happy. I mean, we just talked about being happy with our food for the last
at least
2 minutes.
5-10 minutes.
Yeah. So we know that about ourselves, yes. which is why we do not go near the bread.
Well, that's why, like, we're, I mean, we have to admit, like, we're foodaholics. That's our,
we are.
That's our drug of choice.
100.
And, yeah, you can't have it in the house.
No.
Because it's not like I can have one piece. I'm going to have all of them.
I'm going to have all the pieces, people. Yeah. All the pieces.
And I think that's why it took so long for me. That's one of the reasons. I would say there's like a couple of reasons why it took me to get to the leap.
Yes. I think there's always multiple reasons.
There has to be.
Because it's not just I'm fat and I need to get surgery.
Right. No. Yeah. It's not just because the food. Like, I don't want to get rid of the pleasure of the food.
No.
No.
I think food was a huge part of how I coped with my daily life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were stuck in four walls, that's a very normal, I think, coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Is that you can go to the kitchen and get whatever you want, or I could order something, which Uber Eats is a dangerous fucking game. Seriously. You can order anything you want pretty much at any time you want. And now they've added like ice cream and donuts.
I have a story to tell you.
Oh, yes. Yes. Let's hear it.
So you know how you're like, I cheated.
Oh, and I knew like, it. And you gave it up too easy. I cheated over the weekend.
It was on Sunday too, but it happened. It was, no, it was Saturday night.
It was when you were eating your fucking hot wings, wasn't it?
Oh, no, that was last night.
Oh.
Yeah. No,
that was Sunday.
Yes, this happened Saturday.
When you were in San Francisco.
When I was in San Francisco. Okay. I told you that I did.
Okay.
Because I had the piece of pizza there.
Let's hear it.
So it's Uber Eats because I really wanted something sweet. That's on the same fucking problem you were having.
Jeez, we both wanted something
sweet. I was
sweet.
Like, I went, and it lasted from like 6 to like 8:30 at night.
And
9
it's driving
o'clock.
You crazy because it's going around
stop.
And around.
So I was
yep.
like, I asked Dylan, I was like, hey, you said there was vending machines downstairs.
Yeah.
Could you just check to see if they have any, like, just a Hershey bar, just something? Mm-hmm. And he's like, because there was literally no sweets in this, in our stuff. Like,
yeah, because you were trying to be prepared.
I prepared 100%. Like, there was no sweets in the car, nothing that I could chew on, nothing. So he went downstairs and he came back up and he's like, I'm so sorry, it's all sodas.
And you're like, yeah, fuck that.
I don't fucking want soda.
No.
And he's like, okay. And I was like, and then he's like, do you want me to check the front office? And I was like, only if you want to. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, yeah. I already got the no. It's fine. And then he checked, and they didn't have anything either. So I was like, okay, whatever. And then I start watching the show, and they were fucking eating ice cream. And then so the craving just came back.
Yep.
And I didn't know that I could have it delivered to me.
Oh.
So I went on to Uber Eats just checking out, and there was a whole dessert section. I felt, and it was funny, this is hilarious. I order a little, like, Ben and Jerry's, and yes. I pay the extra fee because it's a one item, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, my Ben and Jerry's was $11.
Oh, holy shit, Mel. You wanted that ice cream.
Yeah, and it was funny because Dylan was asleep, and Eric was just on his phone next to me. I don't tell him nothing. I was able, the guy says, I'm here. I was able to open the door, grab the bag, get a spoon, sit down, and Eric still doesn't realize I have ice cream until I go, hey, do you want to buy it? And he's like, what the fuck? Where did that come from? I was like, he's like, how did you get that here? And I was like, dude, Uber Eats will totally, I was like, is horrible because I can do this.
Okay, so I have to call you out for a second because number one, I forgive the ice cream because I also had ice cream
yes,
on
did.
Saturday.
You did.
But you went on the Uber apps, not just to check it out. You were looking for ice cream.
Oh, hell yeah, I was.
It's like when guys go on apps, like when they're married, they go on to fucking cheat. That's what they do on that. Oh, what else are you going to do
cheating.
On there? You were going on there on the prowl.
Yeah.
You were on the prowl for some motherfucking ice cream.
They have just an ice cream shop. Literally, it's filled with different types of ice creams there. I was like, holy shit. This is amazing. I gave him a 5 stars. Left him a badass tip.
You're so funny. You're like, yeah, I paid $11 for my Ben & Jerry's. What? Come at me. Basically. Come at me, bro. Come at me.
And you know what? I didn't eat all of it. I only ate my normal portion.
Good job.
And then the rest of it is in the freezer because somehow it lasted through the whole road trip home.
How the hell does that happen?
I don't know. But the boys were like, why didn't you just tell us? Maybe we won it. So I was like, I thought you guys were going to talk me out of it. And I just didn't want to get talked out of it.
See, you knew.
I knew.
You knew exactly what you were doing the moment you opened Uber Eats.
Totally. And then I exited out of it twice. So I was like, oh, that's a lot of money for Fincher's. I don't want to.
Wait, not only did you exit out and then go back in, but you did it twice?
Kelly, I'm a foodaholic. This is what we do. Okay?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think it's amazing.
So, yeah. And I actually sent you guys a photo of me, I think, an hour before I made that decision.
So, you guys, give her shit about it and give me shit because I also... Hey, at least I went sugar-free or no sugar added.
That's why I said I go all in. Like, you go on your cheese with a garlic bread.
Well, and I just literally... I just wanted something... Like, I don't know. I just wanted something and I couldn't quite figure it out. And it ended up giving me like this worse stomach ache.
Really?
Yeah. And so I won't.
Well, that's good.
I'm like, well, that's fine. I'll just stick with my Yazzo bars.
Those are delicious, though.
They are good. And I can have one because most of the time I have enough calories left over at the end of the day. I mean, because we all know how much I eat.
Well, not even just that. Like, those are protein.
They are protein-based.
Ice cream bars. So
you can have them. And I have usually 2 or 3 a week. So not.
That's not bad.
Horrible. But it's like my sweet treat at the end of the night.
Yeah.
So.
I get it.
I love it.
So, I mean, that's. So, yeah, back to the leap.
Back to taking the leap. So. We've all talked about, like, our reasons why we had surgery.
Right.
But leading up to that, did you have moments where, kind of like you went into the Uber app and went out and then went back in? Like, were you like, okay, I'm going to do this for real? And then, oh, never mind.
Nope.
You were just.
Never. It was all in.
When you were done, you were done.
Because when I make a decision, I don't stop. So, okay. Like, I contemplated a lot. You can see it, obviously, what I was doing with the Uber Eats thing. Yeah. I was, like, I contemplated for over an hour before I even made the purchase. So, the deal is that, like, I analyze completely, and then once I make the decision, it's done.
Like, that's your decision.
Yeah. Like, no going back. So, that's kind of, like, I do a lot with my life. When I was, like, I'm going back to school, done.
You went back to school.
Got my degrees
out. That makes sense.
This podcast, we're doing this, like, you're on board.
You're all right. 100% on board.
Yeah, like I look at you as a partner. You on board? I'm on board. All right, let's going.
Let's do this. Yeah.
Like I'm not.
Let's do this shit.
I'm all in, girl. So because I analyze and research a lot prior to make the decision.
Okay.
So, but I didn't have heard girls on our Instagram that go back and forth.
Yes, we have. We get messages. We get comments, questions on our lives that are, I'm thinking about weight loss surgery.
Or I had to reschedule it a couple of times.
Yes. And that sucks because of COVID.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I had set up my surgery, went all in for my surgery, and then it having it canceled because of COVID. I don't know if I would, after the second time, because there's some people that have rescheduled 2 to 3 times already.
And not because they chose to.
No, just purely because of COVID.
Right.
I don't know if I could continue to put myself through that. I don't know if I would say, well, you know what? I'm going to wait a year.
That's what I would probably do. I'd be like, well, all right, I can't get my hopes up again.
Yeah, because your emotions are up, your emotions are down.
Yeah.
Up, down. It's, like, I know when I almost didn't get to have surgery in my surgery center with my doctor.
Yeah.
I almost was like, well, fuck it. This is the universe telling me not to do it. And then I woke myself up and was like, you're fucking stupid. Like, get it together.
Like, hold on, make some more phone calls.
Exactly. Yeah, why don't we do everything we can first and then make that decision?
That's how I am. Do all of the things first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I know that one of the reasons was food.
Yeah.
Another one of my reasons was I don't think I was ready to deal with life after, potentially.
Yeah, because you asked me, I think almost 2 years before you even had surgery, that you were told that you should. Mm-hmm. And I go, instantly, I was like, do it. Mm-hmm. Do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, you were.
But you were like, I don't know. I don't know. You were very on the fence with that.
I think you have to be mentally in a spot where you are set in your decision.
Yeah.
And I feel like you can waver a little bit, but you have to be prepared for what's going to come after more than anything.
You do.
You have to be prepared to give up your food,
mm-hmm.
give up potentially friends, give up potentially a job. You never know.
Well, in routines, because like we would always go out to dinner.
Exactly.
You know, we were like, me and Eric love food. Like, we're foodies. Like, we'll go to mm-hmm. all sorts of different types of places and just try new stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, that was like a thing that went away.
Exactly. So now you have to find new outlets. But the cool thing is that, like, you guys are still foodies. Mm-hmm. You just eat in a different way.
Right.
Like, you don't, you know how to eat.
Yeah.
Now.
I just eat off his plate.
And eat off his plate. Yeah. So you're still getting to try all these different foods, and you're still being able to go to these restaurants and enjoy life. You're just doing it in a smaller amount, and you maybe had to give it up for a couple years.
Yeah, and that's the deal, is that you do have to give it up for a while. Mm-hmm. So you have to learn, like, that's the one thing with being out. So post-op, you have to learn the balance
mm-hmm.
because you want to be able to do those things.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. You have to make the things, yeah, work for you.
Well, you do. And I think it's really hard for any addict to kind of make that mindset and be like, I'm giving this up.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what we did.
100%.
We literally looked at food as our addiction, and we said, I'm giving you up. And I'm moving on mm-hmm. without you. And that's a really hard concept,
yeah,
I think, to get.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Yeah.
And something that has been there, I mean, it was there for you your entire life.
Yep.
And it was there for me the entire time I was in pain.
Right. It helps you cope.
Exactly. Yeah. When I was sick and tired in bed, what did I get? Giant scoops of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I ate every single bite of it.
Yeah.
And that was after I had already eaten dinner, which was ordered.
Yeah, that's not good.
Exactly.
But I can see how that spirals, because I know as a spouse, I'm mm-hmm. giving you something that you are showing like mm-hmm. you're happy with. So exactly. Why would I stop giving you stuff that makes you happy?
Mm-hmm.
Because everything else that we do, you're not happy because of all the pain and what you're going through, and you can't leave a room. So,
and we all know I'm a brat. We all know that. I'm totally fine admitting that I am a huge brat.
She can't be. Yes.
But I threw fits. Because I was like, why can't I have the one thing that makes me feel better?
Yeah.
But I was literally poisoning myself.
You literally were. Because I think you told me that you threw a fit one time. I was like, Kelly, you're not a child.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know. I was like, understand what you're doing to someone else. Right
well, now. And I knew it in the back of my head. I knew what I was doing was just bratty behavior.
Right.
But I justified it in my head by saying, I'm in pain, so why can't I have the one thing that I want?
Yeah, and the one thing you want is hurting your lupus the most,
too.
It
was killing me.
Yeah.
Like, why? Now I look back and I'm like, I would rather not eat ice cream for the rest of my life
mm-hmm.
than ever feel like I did for those 3 years.
I bet that's a good, like fuel for your fire for when you get old, like going through this, like that's going to be your one thing.
Definitely.
That way, like, you can use it as like say you want that ice cream mm-hmm. and you're just like, nope, I don't want to feel like pain anymore.
Exactly.
I don't want to feel like that.
Well, and there's certain things like, you know, after eating the ice cream on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, that gave me a really bad stomach ache. And I
for
didn't even
reason.
Eat that much.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I got two kids' scoops because I wanted the two different flavors.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I ate not even half of it. So it was probably equal to one kid's size scoop of ice cream.
So you did pretty good.
I did fine.
Yeah.
And I handed the rest to Cody, because that's what I do, is I hand my plate to Cody. And he finished it. But he said it gave him a stomach ache, too.
So something was wrong with that.
Something was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind was it?
Caramel truffle something.
Huh. Well, now we know, don't get that.
Yeah. Although he did get a raspberry sorbet.
Okay.
And it was fucking bomb. I wish I had ordered that. Like, it was really good.
Well, now we know.
I think it's full sugar, though.
Probably.
Sorbets usually are. But
aren't they supposed to be lighter, though?
I think so, because it's usually made it more ice-based instead of cream-based.
Yeah.
But so I think there's still a good amount of sugar in
it. It's probably sugar, but the fat content's lower.
Probably.
Because it's using, yeah, ice.
Marcus, versus... look it up.
Please.
I'm joking. I'm joking. You. Sorry. Also, the first gastric sleeve was performed on a 13-year-old for
not for weight loss surgery, but because of some other condition. Oh, interesting. So he just said that the very first gastric sleeve was performed on a 13-year-old bird?
No, 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it wasn't weight loss based. Wow. Like the reason. They were essentially cutting
away like a tumor or something? Okay.
And they're like, hey, holy shit, we can cut out this much of the stomach and they're fine.
Nice. Good to know.
Good to know that they didn't like say, okay, let's cut a stomach, a cow's stomach in half or, yeah. Which I'm sure they did probably at some point, right?
I don't know why you would.
Well, just to test it because.
Well, they're only going to test things that are like, are human-like too. Yeah. So it would be monkeys, unfortunately.
That's fine. I don't like monkeys.
Oh my God. Oh, you do not want to piss off FEMA, so super dad over there.
I don't like monkeys. I'm sorry. They're creepy and they look like us. I don't. They're furry.
They're furry. I fucking love monkeys.
You're adorable. No, monkeys are creepy.
No, they're not.
You know,
gremlins
that in the back,
are creepy.
Gremlins are a fictional character. Monkeys are not. Monkeys in the back of their brain, they're
smart.
Planet of the Apes shit. I'm telling you.
I fucking love those movies.
They will take over the world.
Oh my God.
They will.
Them are robots. I'm going with robots, though.
I'm going with monkeys.
Oh, see, he's so cute.
Oh, God. It's oh, so, my God. No.
That was like a, oh my God, that was like a priceless reaction.
Why would you do that to me?
Like, my sister-in-law is afraid of, not afraid, she hates slugs.
Yeah, they're gross.
And like, she doesn't even like to hear the word slugs. It's almost like moist for some people. Oh, and if you ever showed her one, she'd probably vomit. Like, she's like, oh, instantly.
Yeah, I don't.
But I get it because they're slugs.
But we did talk about this last week. You guys missed all of this, by the way. When we were breaking everything down, we had a discussion of animals that I don't like.
Oh, I did miss that.
Yes. I don't like horses.
Okay.
Because they have a long face.
I walked in on the long face portion
of it. And then we started talking about the fact that not only do horses have long faces, but cows have long faces. Yeah. Sheep have long faces.
So they're just animals that people eat?
No, I can eat them just fine. It's just...
I'm just saying that they're likely are animals that we're going to eat.
The ones that have the long faces, like, they look down at you, and, like, I feel like they're going to, like...
What do you think they're going to do? Yeah, we're not even talking about the leap. This will be at the end. This will be the blooper.
Okay, the leap.
Back to the leap, Kelly.
Yes. Tell me another reason why you took the leap. Or you think why it was so hard to take the leap.
It was judgment.
Judgment's your big one?
One of the biggest ones. Because I had a lot of mixed reviews on whether Melanie should do the surgery or not.
Which...
It was very interesting. It was either, yeah, do it. That's cool. Like, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Which I had very few of those.
Or, which is so surprising. So surprising that those, because every person that we've talked to is like, yes, do it. Mm-hmm. This is the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
And then I had, because of the people that I worked with, I had a lot of complications. So there was like a really mixed stuff of like, should I or shouldn't I?
And they did bypass.
And so I didn't know a lot of people that did sleeve because sleeve was so new.
It is very new.
And so for me, it was like, I would get the, do you think that's going to work? That was really awesome to hear from people. Like, you'll be able to control yourself later. Oh, awesome. That's another good one to say to me.
Thanks for keeping me motivated.
Yeah, yeah. So there wasn't a lot of positivity my way of, like, this is one of the reasons why I get so annoyed, and you probably heard it on one of my Marcos to you, was that they made it act like I couldn't do it. They were like, well, don't be a walking statistic.
Yep.
I heard I've seen girls get it, but then they always gain it back. So that's probably what's going to happen to you. And that's just like, holy fuck, thanks. Like,
yeah, why would you ever say that to somebody? Thanks, dick.
Yeah, so like, Jesus. I feel like people don't believe in me. And that's why you got that, Marco.
And then it pushes you even more.
Yeah, it fuels my fire. I'm just like, you're fucking, why? What have I ever shown you to where you get to just think that of me?
Well, and number one, it's none of their goddamn business.
No, it's not at all.
It's your health.
Yeah.
Your life has nothing to do with that.
But it was so refreshing to hear them just go instantly to failure mode. Like, you're just like, they all were like, you're going to fail. You're going to fail. You're going to fail. And it's like, what? And just because you've heard of some select few people that do fail, because there is failures out there. We know this.
Well, I would just call it regain, not failure.
Yeah, okay.
Because it is a regain. Because you can always, I mean, life happens.
Right.
People gain weight. It happens with people that haven't had weight loss surgery, and it happens with people that have.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily say failure, but in that moment, that person, yes, was saying it was that, like, you're failing.
That I'm going to be failing. It's like multiple fucking people, and it's just like so
girls
weird.
Girls or boys?
Both.
Both?
Family. Weird. And so it's just confusing. It's just so confusing.
Because I would say more girls.
Yeah, I had more girls than guys, but I did have mixed.
Okay.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah, there was definitely a lot more girls in that scenario.
Because I feel like that jealousy kind of comes out. Like, what happens if Melanie gets thin?
Yeah, because no one knows what to do if I get smaller, because they've never seen me small.
Which, yeah.
I mean, I get it. I get that it's going to be really confusing for you, but I'm still me. I'm still here. I'm just a smaller version.
Yes.
I'm still a smart ass. I still love really hard, but like.
But I feel like, and we've talked about this before, you change after surgery.
You do.
Because your life becomes yours again.
It does.
Whereas before, your life was existing only for food and the least amount of stuff you could do.
Yeah.
You had to do.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would always find like the easiest, quickest way. That's why probably why I'm so efficient, though. But being bigger, you're always contemplating what you have to do next, because you don't want to be embarrassed or judged at all.
Exactly.
So you're thinking of like the fastest, quickest way to do any type of project. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm super fucking efficient, but
which is great.
But that's what I would have to do, so I didn't feel embarrassed in front of people.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, I kind of interrupted you. Had a thing. The jealousy thing. That's what you're talking about, I think.
Thank you. Yeah. I forgot my point on that.
Because there is, because they don't know what to do at that point.
They don't. Well, you're still you. And that's the thing, is that you are still you. You are just a thinner version of you. However, you do change. Like, I think all of us change dramatically. I mean, you become more self-aware of things that you can do. And you focus on that. You focus on non-scale victories. You want to talk about weight loss. You want to talk about exercise. You want to talk because you.
Like, how good you feel. Yeah.
Exactly. You feel motivated. It's like this podcast. I'm sure we annoy so many of our friends and family out there because that's the only thing we talk about.
Yeah. We talk a lot about it
because it's important. And
it's our passion. It's like, this is our life.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's the same with weight loss surgery. Like, that's your passion. Mm-hmm. That's your life. I mean, if you were taking it 100% seriously, it should be your passion. It should be your life.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get second chances all the time.
And that's the deal. Is like, you got to take your opportunities when you get them. Mm-hmm. And that was the deal. Is like, if I do this, and I need to do it right, because I don't know if I'm even allowed to do a re-sleeve. Yeah, because I know that's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. I've heard of that before.
Well, yes, you can get re-sleeved, and you can also change from sleeve to
bypass.
Bypass. Mm-hmm. So those two are venues that if sleeve is not working for you, or if, you know, God forbid you regain, or, you know, different things, or if it's just not working for you, you can always either go gastric bypass route or re-sleeve. Yeah. But
and see, for me, I'd put that as not an option. It's like
me too.
Because it's like, I don't want to have to do more.
Which there's nothing wrong with it if you need it.
No, if it happens, it happens. But my brain, because I'm very scared of failing. And so because of, look at all these fucking people that are just like not cheering me on. So it's confusing. Some of us, like, there's no fucking way I'm going to like make them right.
No.
So
hell no.
So I went all in, and I'm like, nope, we have to like control this. 100%.
Which you did. You have.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you have gained a little bit, but I mean, overall,
it's been 10 pounds or 15 pounds or something.
Yeah. 15 pounds is not that big of a deal. Mm-mm. Plus, you're still healthy as fuck. Like, you still super work healthy. Out.
I feel great every day.
So whether you gain 2 pounds, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, as long as you're still feeling great, that's all that matters.
Well, and like ever since quarantine happened, it's kind of funny. I don't know if you noticed, like I haven't been sick. I've only had anxiety attacks.
You have not been
I have
sick.
Not had a cold. I have not had any flu problems.
Interesting.
Because we're slowly keeping our knit like super close that we're not getting sick as much, which is great for your body.
Yeah.
Because that's actually how cancer starts is the fact of like if you have to, because your cells break down when you're sick and then your white blood cells go up and they try to fight all that stuff. Mm-hmm. The more times that they have to fight, they get mutated. And the more mutation that happens, that's how you get cancer. So you want to be as less sick as possible so you the longevity of your body.
Well, I'm fucked.
You have a whole different set of diseases that are completely, unfortunately, against you.
Well,
but
yeah.
Have you noticed? I have not heard you had a sniffle or a cough.
I have a sinus infection.
Yeah, but those are pretty common for you.
I have them.
Because I don't think you can get it just because I don't wash my hands.
No, I have not had a sniffle or a cold or.
No. So it's like.
No.
Like, so now, like, I just feel great all the time.
Which is awesome.
So that's why, like, I don't care about the whole 10-pound regain. Because really, I lost the four and a half. You know, it's like, I feel great. So why would I care? So I don't know.
It's true.
That's the deal. It's like, I want people to take the leap because you can get to the point where you just feel good all the time.
You can.
You really can.
So the other reason I think why it took me so long was my identity.
Okay. To know who you're going to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's scary. It's scary to think that your whole life is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in control of pushing that button of when that's going to change.
And you 100% did. Got to click that button.
Boop. Yes, because, I mean, you are in control of that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else is going to make that, or they shouldn't make that decision for you. That needs to be 100% on the patient to make that decision because your entire world changes.
Well, it goes upside down.
Yeah. And you don't even know. Like, I'm thinking post or pre-op.
Mm-hmm.
I had no clue what was going to happen. And so that is the unknown is very, very scary.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
All I can think about is Frozen. Into the unknown.
I love it.
Okay, then cue the song. No, I'm joking.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Probably.
I think we only can allow, 15 seconds?
Yeah, into the unknown. But, I mean, it's true. You're going into a completely unknown area of your life. I mean, for you, you relied on your food your whole life.
Yeah.
You as a coping mechanism, what to do being an overweight person.
Yeah, I know what it feels like. It's fine, I guess.
Well, but you knew how to live your life.
Yeah.
So getting surgery, and the same with me, I knew what foods I liked. I knew what I could eat. It was all shit, but I knew what I could eat. And I knew how to work my life away around where I was at that point.
Okay.
So when you flip the script and everything changes, it's a hard concept.
It's a hard reset.
Yes.
Yeah.
And your identity changes because I'm not the same person I was 16 months ago. No. I'm just not.
You're not.
And I'm starting to realize, you know, if you don't like me, fuck you, because I don't really care. Like, it doesn't really matter. I wasted 3 years of my life being stuck in a bedroom.
Right.
And if you guys are one of those autoimmune people.
And we feel for you.
We feel for you. And if you have not had surgery, I would highly, highly recommend going to talk to somebody because it changed my life. And I'm so glad I did take that leap.
Yeah. I'm so happy you did.
Man.
I got my Kelly back.
You got me back. I got you back. Yeah. I mean, we got this. Like, there's so many added benefits, but like, not only with being, you know, thinner and healthier, but you get half the time you get to find the real you.
Well, you get to figure out who you really are because you're challenged every day with something different that you didn't expect. That of why, like, why am I going towards these foods? Mm-hmm. Why does it hurt? Why am I in so much pain? Why am I crying about this? Like, you start learning about yourself internally.
Yeah.
Because you have to listen now because there's no food to help you cope anymore.
Well, and you start to correlate those things where before you relied so heavily on the food to make you feel better. But now you will eat something and you'll be like, that made me feel like shit. Right. I should probably not eat that again. Whereas before you'd be like, well, it tastes really good, so I don't really care.
Exactly. Yeah.
And or now, you just don't even realize it. You're just like, oh, that is the most bomb pasta ever. Not realizing, oh, that's going to make me hurt tomorrow.
Well, or like I'm eating that pasta because I just got in an argument with my friend. Or I'm eating this ice cream because I just had a fight with my husband. Mm-hmm. And I'm not dealing with the problem. I'm just eating it.
Talking it out.
No.
I mean, I feel like that is another high reason why a lot of people don't get surgery or find it hard to take the leap because they're not ready to deal with those emotions.
Right. Because they don't, and either they're not ready or I can attest to this. Just people just listen.
Okay.
Basically, what I realized is just like I was having anxiety about food all day long being a big person. And what I noticed, the biggest difference is that now that you don't have an option of what you have, you have the two things you have to do all day long, your life becomes completely simpler and then the anxiety goes away. And it's crazy feeling because you have to control it. So it's a full control thing. Mm-hmm. And now it's two items. All I have to do all day.
Which it makes your life so much simpler.
So much simpler.
Because you're like,
so
all much I easier. Have to do is drink this protein shake at 9 and noon and 3 and 5. Right. Like you have your set times and then you say in between those times, all I have to do is drink my water.
Yep. Yep. And that's
like, it's protein, huge. Water.
Yeah. It's a huge deal because it reset me with the whole like, oh, painfulness of foods. Now I'm like, oh, I can't have that. It hurts. So now my brain's like and they say that your brain will remap and the neurotransmitter will grow and change. So that way you can make better decisions. And it's like you're putting your hand on the hot plate. You're not going to do that anymore. So it's like that now with food because it hurts when it goes down.
So can I touch on that?
Of course.
Real quick. So the hand on the hot plate.
Yep.
You put it on a hot plate, it's going to burn you. So then you pull it away and you learn, oh, we don't want to touch things that are hot.
Right.
Why doesn't our brain do that with food?
Because of the delay it has. It's the 20-minute delay that Dr. Patterson told us about.
No, I mean like...
It can't do it. It wants to do it.
But say you eat something, like Bria. So I ate a bowl full of pasta and it hurts my stomach. But yet the next time we go, I get the same thing and I repeat the exact same
repetition. Oh, it's because it gave you all those good feelings while you're eating it.
So it's the dopamine levels that raises. Okay. Because I'm like, why don't we learn?
Yeah, why don't we learn from that?
You know, we learn from putting our hand on a hot plate, but we don't learn from the fact that we are not supposed to be ingesting a full plate of pasta.
It's the mouth pleasure before it hurts.
Oh, yeah, the mouth pleasure.
Yep. And because you're like, that's a good point. You feel really good because now you're changing how you're coping with something. So it's like all psychological. And we know that it's a mind fuck. Like, that's why we're like, oh, I have to call it mouth pleasure because then it sounds ridiculous and then I don't eat it. Most of the time.
Most of the time.
We do have breakdowns.
Unless you go on Uber Eats and order it when you're in San Francisco.
You know, at least it took me this long to figure that shit out. Because I feel like if that happened years ago, there'd be even a bigger problem.
Oh, it was a problem with me.
Yeah.
Like, and thank God Uber Eats is not... Like, it has way more options now than it ever did back when I ordered. But it was an issue.
I bet. I was, like, contemplating myself. I was like, because I notice if when Eric comes to bed with me, I don't ever eat wrong. If he's not there, I eat wrong.
Because you're alone and you can...
You can do that.
You can kind of be like, well, nobody will know.
So my brain, when I was, like, ordering this and not telling him, I was like, man, I thank God I am married. Because if I was single... And didn't have the surgery, I would be so big because I would just order whatever I wanted because it comes to the door.
You wouldn't, though, because you would know. Like, you knew the instant that you ordered that
ice
cream.
New me. I'm talking about old me.
Oh, the old you. Okay.
Yeah, new me would be fine. Old me would be fucking fucked. Fucking fucked. It'd be a problem.
Had a tactical term.
Yeah, it is now.
Fucking fucked.
The fucking fuck. So, I mean, that's – the old Melanie wasn't – Thank God she didn't have that option because, like,
it would have made the leap of faith, well, not leap of faith, but taking the leap to do the surgery even harder.
Yeah.
Even harder.
I think
really him, like, the fact of he was the most supportive fucking one.
Eric?
Yeah, it's like, well, he knew.
Well, as he should be, he's your fucking husband.
Yeah, but, like, he knew, like, don't ever discard me like that. Like, don't challenge me, because I will fucking challenge you and beat you at your own game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that happened to fucking work. I remember that shit. They're like, well, just because you're new, that's why we're telling you that you're probably not going to beat this blah-bitty-blah person. And I was like, challenge accepted.
Yes, I will beat the shit out of them.
And then within 2 months, I was already beating that motherfucker. I mean, at the year, they had to pull up yearly totals because that's the only way he could fucking beat me. It's like, awesome. You had to, like, figure out the way that the math will work for you, but monthly, man.
You're like, I'm still number one.
Like, we would flip-flop one and two. Like, the dude's really good. I'm not going to lie, but it's like,
but that's don't the thing fucking is, guess me. Don't tell you can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
I think people did when I start, because we all know I'm very open about my journey. I don't care what anybody thinks.
Right.
If you don't like it, don't watch my journey.
Yeah, okay? You don't have to. Just keep scrolling.
Or don't
subscribe.
Like. Or fuck clean off. Like, I don't really care.
Wait, fuck clean off?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Just fuck clean off.
I don't understand.
It's just like, go the fuck away. Like,
okay. Over there cleaning
you
off?
You know when you say go fuck yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like, fuck clean off.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. Fuck it's clean like, off.
Yeah, just...
We're fuck cleaning offing. I don't know.
Cleaning offing? Okay. So I don't even know what the point of that was. I had a really good thought.
I'm sorry.
Oh, people that gave me negative feedback
mm-hmm.
was very rare.
Yeah.
When I started talking about it. But I also didn't really tell anybody until I was already in the program.
Well, you also have health concerns that we were all concerned about.
Yeah.
So I feel like that played a part.
But I think going along with that stigma of weight loss, you say weight loss surgery, and people automatically say it's the easy way out.
Yeah. Can't do it the natural way. Fuck your face.
Hey, which it is natural.
Yeah. That doctor had to learn how to do that.
It's fucking natural.
I don't see a robot. If a fucking robot did it to me, then I'd be like, maybe. But it's a real fucking person. Had to learn all this shit to be able to help my ass go through this process.
That's the thing, is that you have to do so much work, not only to get to, like, thinking of having surgery.
Right.
Because there's a lot of thought process that goes into it. You don't just wake up one day and say, I think I'll get weight loss surgery today.
Right.
Like, there's a thought process, obviously, by the reasons that we're saying of why it was so hard to take the leap for us. And then you add in, you have to do your program.
Yeah, the program, man.
Whether that be 3 months, 6 months, a year, depending on who you go through. And then you add in, okay, you're approved for surgery, you get surgery. But you get to spend the next 3 months trying to figure out what the fuck to eat, when the fuck to eat, and keep your protein and your water high enough.
Yeah. It's a hot mess that you have to go through.
Oh,
that's why I'm like, the easy way out. Do you even know what we have to do?
Like, yeah.
This
like,
is nuts.
Yes, we lose our weight rapidly, but if you ate the amount that we eat.
So would you, probably.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, if you feel like it, go ahead and eat the same amount that we do. It's not.
Do our diet and you tell us how you feel.
Exactly. And it's not that, I mean, losing weight is fun. Like, when you get down to it, like, when you step on that scale and you see 5 pounds,
oh, it feels
10
great.
Pounds, like, when you hit that 100-pound mark, like, it is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to work for it.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I didn't just lay in bed every day.
I know, because people
didn't just lay in bed every day.
No, they think that you just get the surgery and then the pounds just like melt off you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it looks like that. I get that.
It
but
does.
You don't understand what we're eating either.
Yes.
That's kind of the biggest deal.
I think.
Yeah, like there's a reason why it's melting is because I'm barely fucking eating.
Exactly. But these are the steps that we have to take to clear out our system.
Oh, totally.
And once you do that, then you automatically feel better, I think.
Well, I know after doing everything, I felt great, and I still feel good.
The liquid?
Yeah, the liquid, like, I felt great on day three. That's why the day four really fucked with me.
Man, that really fucked with me.
The first 3 days, I was great on the liquid. I was totally fine, chilling. I watched Eric and Dylan eat fucking steaks and mashed potatoes. Like, it was fine. But, like, still, it wasn't mashed potatoes, actually. It was just steak and something else. Oh, it was steak and eggs. They had steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
That's what it was. Because they wouldn't have mashed potatoes in front of me. But no, steak and eggs.
Got it.
And it looked delicious, smelled delicious, and I was drinking my protein shake, and instantly, like, Dylan's like, you're so fucking weird. And he didn't say fucking, but he said, like, you're being weird. And I was like, no, this is, I'm doing
my liquid diet. Yeah.
I was like, encourage me. Don't decourage me, please.
And that's, I think, another big thing.
Yeah, I think that I'm hypersensitive to it. And mm-hmm. so, like, I will correct people. Mm-hmm. And if you happen to be on the other end of that, I'm sorry, because I'm going to correct you when you don't understand what you're saying. Like, when it comes to encouragement, it's like, no, encourage that person. Don't tell them no.
Well, and there's sometimes where I'll see, like, you know, your judgment brain comes into play.
Oh, of course.
And you'll see somebody, like, running down the street wearing a ridiculous outfit or something, and you automatically, like, judge them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I try to, when I hear the judgment go in, I'll be like, no, like, they're fucking running outside. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, they can wear whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah. Does their outfit affect me in any way? No. Okay. Like, in your mind, mm-hmm. celebrate what they're doing.
I think that's the newest, like, the new thing for us is that appreciating others, like,
and the hard work they put in.
I understand that's fucking hard ass work. Because mm-hmm. remember with Becoming Ashley. Hey, Becoming Ashley.
Hi, we love you.
Remember when I saw her do those planks and shit?
Oh, yeah.
I was like all on it. I was like, that's fucking amazing. You can see mm-hmm. it in her, like, eyes of determination. Mm-hmm. And it was like, no one make fun of this person for, like, mm-hmm. working so fucking hard, because that's the one thing that bigger people, us, we're mm-hmm. so scared to go into the gym because we're mm-hmm. so afraid people are going to make fun of us. And it's like, why? They should not be making fun of someone that's taking control of their lives.
They should ask if you need any help. But half the time, you know exactly what you're doing. There's a reason why you're there.
Right.
Like, or you're going to go up to an employee and ask.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask anybody else.
No.
No.
But, I mean, if you see somebody struggling, yeah, like, go up and encourage them. Be like, can I help you?
And, like, I actually would tell people, like, because I could see it when they were doing some certain machines that they didn't know what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And you can see them being like, look around, but then, like, kind of play with it and then look mm-hmm. around. And I'm like, okay, they need help. And I'll go over there now. I have no shame.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, hey, do you need help with that? Because I know, like, for me, that was kind of hard when I first learned. Like, that's what I always go to, like, whether it's true or not sometimes, because mm-hmm. I'm like, I just want you to feel comfortable. Because mm-hmm. I know what it feels like to not feel comfortable in a gym setting. Because that's, like, one of the things about the leap was, like, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to have to go to the gym now.
And that's a fucking terrifying thought.
It's scary. And I was like, okay, at least I have a few girls that, like, because I was going to the Croc Center for so long.
And you knew people that were going.
Like, I knew two girls that would go. And so I'm like, well, I can just do those classes at least. So that's mm-hmm. what I started with, because I need to be comfortable. And that was a big mm-hmm. deal, was, like, how, if I make this leap, how am I going to make my life comfortable later? Because mm-hmm. I don't want to feel like this all the time. But then you realize after you get smaller and a lot of simplicities happen, that you don't feel mm-hmm. the anxiety anymore.
Well,
the dread kind of goes away.
I think it does, because you know that you just did something very drastic to benefit your life.
Yeah.
So I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
It's terrifying to the thought before you had surgery. It was terrifying to think, okay, I'm going to go to the gym today. And that is why Monday is such a commonly used term.
Oh, yeah.
I will go Monday.
Yeah.
Because I think it's terrifying. Changing your life is terrifying, whether it's weight loss surgery, going to school, back to school, mm-hmm. Having kids, getting married, making, like, starting a business, whatever it is, it's terrifying
yep.
because you're thinking, what if I fail?
It's always what if I fail. But that's why the leap is so scary.
I think that's the biggest reason why a lot of people take so long to make that decision.
Yeah.
Because it is terrifying.
It is. And we're here to tell you, like, you're not, everybody's going to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's allowed during the journey. That's how you're going to learn during the journey. Mm-hmm. You have to pick yourself up and just, yes. like, ask for help if you need help. Just know your boundaries. Know, mm-hmm. like, how much you can actually handle.
And nobody's perfect. Remember that. Like, when you see all those model perfect Instagrammers, like, that's not real. Like,
no.
Half the time, they have apps that they just plug their phone into, and it just edits it all for them.
Well, you listened to the Miley Cyrus and Joe Rogan one. Did you finish it?
We got past that part.
So what she's talking about is where Joe Rogan's daughter took a picture of Joe Rogan, mm-hmm. who is a bald, rugged man.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Yes.
And his daughter was able to doctor it to make it look like a teenage girl, and you could not tell any difference. And it was like, holy shit. And it was just a filter.
Wow.
Just a freaking filter. And it's like, and people were like, there's no way that is. There's no way that is. And it goes, yeah, it is. Like, people, we live in such a filtered world mm-hmm. that we can't even see what really people are. It's like.
Exactly.
And that's one of the reasons why me and you will go on our stories and our lives looking like garbage.
Because 100%. Because this does not happen every day.
Yeah. Like, when we got our merchandise and I ran over mm-hmm. there, I was no makeup on, not showered. I was like, I'm sorry, I might smell. Like,
and I'm like, I can't smell anything anyway, so you're fine. Yeah, and like, just come on over.
She's in her PJs because, like, we are real women.
Yeah. Like, real women don't wear perfect outfits every single day.
No, it's not.
Like, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
When I was overweight, I used to use an app to thin my face.
Yeah.
Because I was embarrassed of the length or the width of my face.
I understand. Yeah.
So I would put it in and it would put little marks right by your chin.
Oh, wow.
And you would just slide the thing and it would move your face in.
That's nuts.
And you could do it to your arms. You could do it to your waist. Like, I never did like the body.
Okay.
But I did it to my face 100%.
Okay. Yeah, and that's proven that, like, we live in such a filtered world mm-hmm. that you feel like you have to do these things. Mm-hmm. It's like, we don't have to do these things. Just
be you.
No, just
be you.
And that's mm-hmm. part of the leap. It's like, hey, you're going to become yourself now. Like, mm-hmm. just FYI, you're going to be a whole, not a whole different person, but you're going to learn who you are.
I think you are a whole different person, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you really are because you change your entire life.
It's true. I just say, like, I think for me, like, the fundamentals will never change.
The fundamentals, no.
Yeah, your morals and values, mm-hmm. things never change. I know for me, they've heightened where, like, I appreciate people hell of a lot more now. Mm. And I don't care about the haters anymore. I can give two shits what you say about me.
Same here.
Those are the two things that have changed. Mm-hmm. Because, like, anything that I see that people do that's hard work, mm-hmm. whether that's even just little stuff, like just setting up this fucking desk in here,
yes.
or being a stand-up comedian or football player, or just the person that's walking down the street and you can tell that are struggling, like, mm-hmm. they are trying so hard.
Yep.
And just appreciate what they're trying to do.
Well, and we don't know what other people are going through.
No. And so just do you. Do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Most of the time, a lot of us are insecure anyway. We are all doing, like, the self-talk all day long.
Yes.
And guess what? I'm probably worried about Kelly's going to find out that I did the ice cream thing, and she's going to be so mad at me.
I was worried about the exact same thing. I was stressing out so hardcore. And I'm like, seriously, Melanie's not going to give a shit.
No.
Like,
no.
And all of you out there, you know what it's like to have cravings. Like,
right?
You know what it's, I mean, we are not in this position because we could say no.
Right.
Like, we've all experienced that. Yeah. We've all had those moments of like, I just want fucking ice cream.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I want.
I'm
I don't
human.
Care
I
about anything but that. Yeah. Like, we were literally thinking the exact same thing at the exact same time,
yeah,
probably.
Stressing out. And we both had it Saturday, which is kind of fucking funny.
And I actually had it kind of late.
I did too, obviously.
It's so funny because we were probably eating ice cream at the exact same time.
Oh my goodness, we probably were.
And but thinking the exact same thing, like, God, this is really good, but oh, Mel's going to be so mad at me. But you guys know, you guys understand that. And like, I told Melanie, I was like, I'll continue on for the liquid diet until Friday because I did cheat over the weekend.
Well, and we learned a modification that's working for us, too.
It
like,
is.
We need to have, like, the meat,
like,
at night because that's actually what's been messing with us.
We need to have a full meal at night because we need we're not meant to have an all-liquid diet forever.
No.
Like, it's just not a reasonable thing.
I think as humans, you're not supposed to.
No. And I think that's why a lot of surgeons do it 2 weeks after.
Yeah, just get it over with 2 weeks.
Well, because 2 weeks after, you don't really care.
No, and you can't swallow much anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her. Look at her. She wants to say it so bad.
That's what she said.
She
that was
got
such
it,
a good
it.
One.
That
such
was,
a good one.
It was.
But
yeah.
But you don't feel hunger and you don't, you can't, your stomach is so small, you're taking in 0.5 ounces at a time.
Right.
So, but now we are adjusted to like our 4 or 5 ounces.
Yes, you can fill a lot more.
Mm-hmm. And yep. Not that, I mean, 4 to 5 ounces, that's a healthy
portion. Yeah.
You should be able to eat 4 ounces. Like that's healthy for everybody.
I would agree.
But I mean, we're just not meant to stay on liquids forever. Mm-hmm.
So did you have anything more for the leap? I don't know if I have anything else.
No, I don't think so. I think those were my main points was comfort.
Mm-hmm.
The scariness of the unknown.
Yeah.
And changing your life. And then also the changing your identity. Like,
okay, that makes sense.
I think those are the three top things of why people don't take the leap.
I think the last one for me is that I also was in denial about how big I was.
Oh, that's a good one.
Until I saw the scale when Matt made me weigh in and I was 308, I had no idea how big I was. I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
I remember telling friends, like, if I ever get that big, you better slap me. And then no one ever slapped me. So I never really thought that I was getting that big. And then once I started looking at old photos and videos and whatnot, I was like, oh, no, I was.
Which I have a video for you.
Oh, I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't like them. I don't like any of them.
It gives you push.
It definitely, what it does.
Motivates
is,
you.
I don't know if it motivates me. It's like, it makes me second guess choices that are bad. Yeah. So if that helps. I don't know if it doesn't motivate me to go work out at all. It just makes me be like,
no, but it I will makes use you it as a healthier choices.
Yeah, it makes me make healthier choices because I'll be like, nope, I don't want to go back down that slippery slope.
Nope.
And so I will think about those. Mm. So what is this video? Do you remember what it is? Like, what are we doing?
Do you want to see it?
Well, not on air, but I'd like to
see it. Why? We're here.
Oh my God. It's so funny because outside, like, no, I'm pretty bad at it. Never mind. I'm going to try to act like I'm
you
not.
You self-talk worse than I do.
I do a lot of negative self-talk.
That's and you need to stop accurate. That right fucking
well, I'm
me
afraid
out.
If I give myself too much positivity, I will roll back. It's like a coping
that's
mechanism.
Bullshit.
No, I mean, that's how negative I get. I'll just be like, you can't be like that ever again. You don't want to look like that again.
No, you shouldn't. I mean, you should definitely look at the old photos and be like, I don't ever want to go back there.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
But you should not negative self-talk. I will kick you in the face.
I guess, yeah, I don't do the negative self-talk. I just do the whole, like, I can't get back there again. I can't get back there again.
Which you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, because I keep telling myself that.
Whatever.
And, like, you guys keep me accountable.
Yeah.
You physically keep me accountable. So, I mean, I don't think I'll ever get back there just because
yeah,
of...
Yeah, because the one time you leave, you eat shit.
I eat shit. Full fucking shit. The one time I leave.
You go revert back to Uber Eats and
no,
order
that was
yourself
first time.
Ice cream.
I discovered it.
It should be the last time.
Yeah, I don't see myself
I'm
doing
gonna
that.
Undownload that from your phone.
And it was actually on my
your
iPad.
Password.
So FYI.
I'm going to change your password so you can't ever get in.
It's just connected to my Face ID.
Damn it. You thought about it for a second.
I was like, wait, because I didn't have to do that. I was like, wait, I didn't have to use a password to get in.
So?
Goofball.
Your face.
That's what Uber Eats said.
That makes no sense.
It took my picture of my face and let me in.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Okay. That's the end of...
Oh, just calling it.
Puberty! I'm calling for puberty.
All right, so that's going to be the end of taking the leap.
Yeah, and why is it so hard?
Yeah, and I would say, like, if you guys want to share stories with us, like, send them to us.
Yeah, I want to know why the leap was so hard for you.
Yeah, because you got to hear ours. If you guys want to share, we're more than willing to talk about
it. Yeah, do you agree with ours? Do you disagree with ours? We want to know.
Yeah, so, all right. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for joining in. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Hey, listeners, if you enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcast.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Join us on patreon.com/OSLP where you can get exclusive content.
We would like to give a big thank you to Anne-Marie Cruz for our logo,
Eric Vaughn for our music,
Nick Dukes for our graphic and web designs,
and of course, the most amazing producer in the world, Marcus,
with Juniper Productions. Thanks for listening to Our Sleep Life,
a podcast for patients by patients. guess what, guys? We are not doctors. So
we are not.
We are not. This is your disclaimer. If you are making any major medical decisions, you need to consult a doctor.
That includes diets,
surgeries, exercise.
Yes.
We're going off experience only. We love you guys. We don't want you to get hurt. So consult a professional
when making any medical decisions.